Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Samach Aleph. Brachas Daf Samach Aleph. As we are on the top of Samach Aleph from a base, we just had the Gemara about Rabbi Akiva, and I just wanted to add on one more point from yesterday's daf, and that is, we say that when we say Sha'asali called Sarki, so that is when we have Kavana about our shoes. 2 points. Number one, all of those brachas, as we know, Bizman Azeh, we do not say them during the actions. We say them all. We're Masada them in shul all together. That is the minag of us, so not everybody knows them by heart, so we put them in shul all together. Number two, why Dafka shoes by Sha'asali called Sarki? You know, there are many things, and Sha'asali called Sarki is Dafka shoes. So the Marshal says that it's interesting. Another question first. We know whenever somebody's in a Makam Kadosh, they have to remove their shoes. A Kohen and Duchening and Moshe and Yeshua, Shalna Lecha Me'al Raglecha. And the question is why? Why Daf could take off one's shoes? Because it's a Makam Kadosh. What do shoes have to do with it? So the Marshal, in the name of the Shla Kadosh, says that the shoes symbolize something. The Kuzari writes that there are four levels of being in the world. Domeim is the inanimate objects. Someach is on top. That's the growers. Chai, the animal kingdom. And Medaber is on top, the speakers. So Domeim, Someach, Chai, Medaber. Every being that is above another one in the pyramid, so they use what's under them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The animals use plant life. People use animal life. Our putting on shoes is symbolic of our having dominion and authority over the animal kingdom, right? That's shoes made out of leather, not a lion. Nilas a sandal. So shoes are leather. So when we put on shoes, so that's symbolic of our having dominion over the whole world to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. That's why we say, Sha'asli kol tzarki, Hashem gives me everything in order to serve Him with. But b'makom kadosh, we take off our shoes. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge here. We don't have dominion. That's why in Malkum Kadosh, the Kohen, any Jew in the Beis HaMikdash, maybe even on Yom Kippur, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is around on Yom Kippur, then also, we don't have dominion over this day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge today. So that is all relating to shoes. Okay, then we have the story about Rabbi Akiva, about called David Rachman Al-Tava, which, by the way, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Reish Lamed, the end of Chelik Beis of the Mishnah Berurah, quotes that everybody, we should be ragil to say, called David Rachman Al-Tava, that's the, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Good, on top. Samach Aleph. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Meir. La'olam, Yudvarev Shel Adam Mu'atin, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person's word should be small, should not be so much in front of Hashem. Shenemar Al Tavah, Espicha, V'libcha, Al Yimahir. L'hotzi Dar, V'lefnei Olokim, K'olokim B'Shamayim, V'yata La'aretz, Al-Kein, Yudvarechem Ma'atim. So we should speak very little. So what does that mean, speak very little? Why Mrs. Darais, according to the Rambam, to daven every day. So he said, speak very little, so that's the meaning in a certain context. The Marsha here says is connected to the previous Gemara. When the Rabbi Kiva says, Kol davar chaman l'tav avid, everything is for the best, says the Marsha, when a person is going through a difficult time, and Yisurin, he should try, again, to dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wonderful and fine and amazing, but to complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what this Chazal is telling us, trying not to have one's words mu'atin. That's what Mismichas Maimerzu says the Marsha, the Gamim Yavo ala Adam Midas Peranus, Yu Dvarav, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'atim, Bivakashas Rachamim, Vlo Yidaber Bo Harbe, Vlo Yaharar Acharav. It should be Maharer, the word should be mu'at in terms of Tainas, Chas v'shalom against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which been makabel ba'ava, as we had earlier back in the first parak on Daf Hey, all of the gemaras about Yisurin shalava, as much as we can try to accept them. Vayter, Darsh Rav Nachman Rav Chizda, Agadata, Ma'itach Vayitzer Hashem Elokim Esa Adam. What does it mean that Hashem created man? Vayitzer spelled b'shnei yudin, with two yuds. What are the two yuds? Three dais. Number one, shnei yitzarim, two yitzers, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Echad yitzer tov, echad yitzer ra. Right, that's why the Mishnah in our parak says you have to serve Hashem b'shnei yitzrecha. Right, b'chol avavcha, the yitzer tov and the yitzahara. So two yitzers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the yitzer tov and the yitzahara. Maskifla, what's the purpose of yitzahara? Also to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. I think Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin and elsewhere that says that the Anshei Nes HaGadola killed out the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. That's why we don't have a taiva anymore to bow down to rock and to bow down to wood. But what happened? They put in jail. They locked up the Yetzirah for Gilui Arayah, so they saw the world can't function without the Yetzirah. The world, nobody will be able to get married. So that's why they just blinded it and they set it free. So even the Yetzirah is used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. Maskal Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Elamayata. 1 second. Behemah Lo Ksiv Bava Yetzer. Behemah does not have two yuds. Leslie Yitzer does not have a Yitzer in him. Vakachazin and Damaska Vinashka Bata. But we see an animal damages and bites and kicks. So he also has a Yetzirah. You might say that's more instinct, but the Gemara is assuming that's also Yetzirah. Ela kadosh Rav Pazi, Damar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Oili mi Yotzri, Oili mi Yitzri. Different shot of what the Yud symbolizes. Woe to me, to my Yotzer, woe to my Yitzer, woe to my Yotzer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to make sure I fulfill everything properly. Oilim Yitzri means if I push myself and make sure to overcome, it's a very difficult life, Rashi says. Oilim Yitzri HaMiyag'eini Behirhurim. He's constantly trying to pull me away, right? That's the Yitzhar, right? He never stops. He doesn't even stop even after the mitzvah. Right? The Chavetz Chaim says, V'hasr Satan Milfaneinu U'me'acharenu. V'milfaneinu, I understand, but me'acharenu, behind us, says the Chavetz Chaim, sometimes we do something. And then afterwards, we start regretting, you know what? Should I have done it? Was it worth it? I could have been doing this. I could have been doing that. So even me'acharenu, he never stops. Even after we succeeded, still, we have to make sure that we feel good about what we did. Inami therb shakad Rav Yirmiyah ben Elazar. Then Rav Yirmiyah ben Elazar, du partzufin barak HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'adam harishon, Hashem created Adam as a two-faced creature. Shenemar achor v'kedem sartani. Two-faced creature. And that's the Chazal. Vayivin Hashem al-kemes atzel, Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar, Hashem built the rib. What was the rib? So Chad Amar partzuf. One opinion says that really it was two partsufin. The Chad Amar Zanav, that it was more of a tail. So Bishlam Alamanda Amar partsuf, Hainu Dixiv Achav Kadam Sartani. According to the one that says partsuf, I understand the pasuk in Tehillim, back and forward. Sartani. Alamanda Amar Zanav, my Achav Kadam Sartani. What does it mean? According to the Mandamar, that it was she was a tail. Kid Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami, Achor Lamaiso. Different, you darshan the pasuk differently. Achor Lamaiso, Bracious. He was last in being created. The Kadam Laparanis, but he was first to get Piranus. So where was that? Bishlama achor lamaisa brachis delo ivriad mali shapsa. We understand he was last in creation. He was the last one to be created. He was created on the sixth day on Rosh Hashanah. Ella v'kadam l'Piranus. What does that mean? He was first in Piranus. Piranus demai. Which Piranus? Ilema Piranus de Nachash. Does he mean the Piranus of the Nachash, meaning the original sin? He was the first one to get punishment? It's not true. V'hatanya, Rabbi Omer Bigdola, Maskilim in a Gadol. Rabbi says that by a Gdula, by a Kavid, you start with a Gadol. Ubiklala Maskilim in a Katan. And by a Klala, by a Berthik, you start with a Katan. Bigdula Maskilim in a Gadol. How do you know? Dechsiv. Vaidaber Moshe el Aharon. Ve'el el Azar. Ve'el Samar Banavano Sarim. Kechu v'chulu. After another Venaviyu. So Moshe starts talking to Aharon. And then to Elazar Yisamar. And then there, right? Because it's in order. So, but Klala, you start with a Bigdula. We start with a Gadol. Right? Let's talk about the family of Aaron. Biklala maskilim nakatan, where betchilin is kal nachash. Exactly that source is quoted for the opposite order. The nachash was cursed first. Ulubasof is kal chava. Ulubasof is kal adam. So you can't say that Puranus is first with Adam. It wasn't. Ela Puranus de Mabel. It means the Mabel, de Chsiva Yimachas Kol Ayikum, Asher Alpnei Adamah. Everything was wiped out by the Mabel. May Adam ad behema. Bereisha Adam v'had behema. First comes Adam and then comes behema. That is the what was the Puranus of the Mabel. A couple of points. Number one, though they're going backwards. First, the throwing off of the Mabel. So it makes sense that the Puranus of the Mabel started with man first and then went to Behema. After all, man was the source of it all. It's a beautiful Beis HaLevi that has been mentioned before in Parshas Noach, where the Beis HaLevi discusses how was it that the animals were Mizdavig Be'ena Minam. You know what I mean? The animals don't have a taiva for that. A giraffe doesn't have a taiva to be with a cow. You know, so how is it that the animals were mistabi beino minam? So the Beis HaLevi explains that every one of a person's actions affects the environment on a metaphysical level. And the more tzidkus there is, the more Torah and mitzvos there is in a certain area, so that area is endowed with Torah and mitzvos. The more rishus, rachman al the opposite is true. Rakho inyan, de kamoda adam poel ba'atzmo, al yidei hergelu b'ma'asof ha-ra'im, just like I am affected by my actions. Vo'ose ba'atzmo teva shnia, lios tivo mishtokeik, v'nimshach la'asos k'ma'asof ha-kodmim, just like naturally, I like to do what I have done already, what I'm comfortable with. Even if in my mind I realize, I'm affected, right? Nasis lokaheter, whatever I've done, I'm comfortable with. So too on a metaphysical level, says the Beis HaLevi. Kein yasan malko shel olam, bat bio teva l'chol briyosav, lios tivam nishtaneh, v'nimshach achar maisa adam mehergelo. Man affects his environment. So if man is being mashchis, his spiritual environment, then even the animals, even the trees, everything will be affected. Ukefi rov asiyas ha'adam, Ken yishtana teva shel kulam im ma'at v'im harbe v'lo levav brios b'chayim. Not only the live animals, elgam bedomimim na'ase teva chadasha hagormim lahashochin b'socham liyoslam netiel lezeh. They'll have it. Even the land itself will become tame. He says that's what we have an achrayus for the environment and for us. It starts with us. We affect ourselves, we affect others, and we affect the environment around us. And he says that's the pshat of the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga. The Gemara says on Daf Tezvav, Zacha Tzadik no tel chelko v'chelak chaveru b'gan Eden. The Tzadik is Zocha, he gets his own chelak and his friend's chelak in Gan Eden. Nischayev Rasha no tel chelko v'chelak chaveru b'gehenim. And the opposite. And ask the Beis Halevi, Madua yezesh at Tzadik yizke b'chelak chaveru mashu lo amalba. Why am I going to get credit for my friend's chelak? In either direction. The answer is because what I do affects him. It's mashpia, the importance of the chevra. He says, and that's another pshat about din v'cheshbon, Mishnah Pirkei Avos, and Perek Dalet. Us elitin din v'cheshbon. Many say, what is the din and the cheshbon? Some say what I did and what I could have done, right? The Rav Chaim Ivalajin. But the Beis Halevi says, what I did, me, and the cheshbon is how I affected others around me. Rak dehim shtei b'chinos, the din hu ala maisim sha'asa ba'atzmo, how it affects. Either way, maybe that's why man was punished here first, before the animals, because that was first. First comes Adam, and then they were the ones that caused it. Number one. And the other issue with du partzufin, we'll say in a minute. But either way, on the nachash issue, we've mentioned in the past, we've mentioned it again now. The beautiful thought of a Meir Pamishliner that the nachash was niskalo first. What was the punishment of the nachash? We understand Chava had a punishment. Chava had a punishment, right? The pain in childbirth and child rearing. And Adam had a punishment, right? He can't sit home anymore. He has to schwitz. He has to worry. But Nachash, offer tochel kol yemechayecha. Why was that such a punishment? So the Chassidish Rebbe says, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the Nachash, I don't want you to have any needs. I don't want to have a relationship with you for eternity. Take your dirt and get out of my life. I don't want to have any relationship. You're hungry, you eat. You have what you need. You have dirt. You don't have any needs. You don't have any tzrachim. You don't have to have any bakashas. The privilege of man is to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nachash has no connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is the ultimate klala. When a parent ignores a child, it's even worse than a parent screaming at a child, because then there is no relationship. It's cut off. Good. Bishlam avaiter. Bishlam alamandam are parts of, so according to Mandamar that says parts of two faces, hainu dechsev vayitzer bishne yudin. I understand it says vayitzer, that's the two yuds. Alamandam is zon of my vayitzer. So Gemara says, like we said earlier, kedishimim ben pazi, dharim shimim pazi, oili miyotzri, oili miyitzri. Good. Bishlam alamandam are parts of, hainu dechsev zachar nekeva bura'am. He created them. Alamandam is zon of my zachar nekeva bura'am. What do you mean them? It was only one person with a tail. Because Rabbi Avohu asked the contradiction. K'siv zachar nekeva bara'am them. K'siv kibitzalam alokim asas adam. Singular. Okay, tzad, says the Gemara. B'tchila ala b'machshava livros beis. Originally, kaviyachal Hashem had the machshava to create two. Ula basoflo nivra ela echad. And at the end, he only created one. Right? That's what the one was. So one pasuk talking about the machshava, one's talking about the maisa. Obviously, Hashem didn't change his mind, but there's a message for us. What's the message? Says the Marsha Maseches Ksubis, and says the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei, Perek Tes Pasuk Yud, says the Gra. A marriage is a balance. We want to bring two people together that have connections to each other, but they can't be the same person, because that's not a marriage. Marriage brings two different people together with their strengths, with their talents, and then they become one unit. But they can't be one unit to start, or else they can't come together with their differences. So says the Gra, that's the Machshava and then the Maisa. Hashem had originally wanted to create us together, but he created us separately, right? Betchila, he wanted to create us separately, but if you create it separately, the Marshal also says this, in Ksubas Daf Ches, we would never be able to come together because we would just be so different. So you have to first create us together, then separate us, and then the goal of marriage is to come back and to achieve that unit again. Says the Gra, Ella, Echad, V'chichas V'shalam Yishinui, Ella, Shema Shebar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esa Isha Hu Kedei Lios Lo Le'ezer, V'chimato Elos Bakshem Guf Echad. What kind of Ezer if it's the same person? The Ezer is Kenegda when she's a little against. That's how she can be the greatest Ezer. V'ikra Tachlis Hu Shiyu Shnayim, Ach Mashabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tchila Echad, Kedei Shetihye Ahava V'achva B'neihem Yoser Me'echa V'shar Krovav. We were created originally together so that the love of a spouse is the greatest love. She yaguf echan mamish. V'zeo batchila. Dahainu b'machshava ala tchila levroshnayim shekenu atachlis v'yakach b'maisa bara tchila echad. V'chenu b'chol makom, whenever it says ala b'machshava and then did something else, that's the message, that there's an ideal, there's a message. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world b'midas hadin, and he created b'midas harachamim. He wanted to create it in Nisan, he created it in Tishrei. Whenever there's ala b'machshava and then ala maisa differently, there's always a message from the ala b'machshava. Good. We continue. According to one who says Partsuf, I understand that Hashem closed the skin. He took off the face because he had to close up the flesh. It's a big area that needed to be closed up. What about according to one who says Zanav? It's a tiny little piece. He just took off the tail. The spot that was cut off, the spot that the tail was attached by, that has to be surgically repaired. Bishlamon, one more. Bishlamon, the man d'amar zon of haino d'chseva yiven, and he built, because he had to take from the tail and build it into a person. Elamon d'amar parts of my vayiven. What is vayiven? My d'chseva yiven Hashem asetzela. What does it mean, vayiven? Milameid shekila HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chava. Hashem braided Chava. Ve'heviyah v'aladam rishon. And Hashem brought her to Adam. Right? He was the shushpin to get married. Shekein v'krachi ayam koron l'kliyasa b'ni yasab. That's the verb. So Hashem took him and braided her into a person. Davar acher vayiven, or a different pshat. Amar v'chislav. Amar milad masisa tana. Milameid shebana'a HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'chava. Kebinyan otzar. Hashem built her in a way that would be needed for womankind. Ma otzer zeh, katsar milamala v'rachem elamata. Just like an otzer, a storage, is wider at the bottom, skinnier on top, kadeh lakabel asaperos, to be able to hold. You can't have something skinny on the bottom, the whole thing would fall over. Afisha, so to the woman, her hips are wider. Why? Katsar milamala v'rachem elamata, to the kabel asavlad, in order to be able to have her be able to function in childbirth and in pregnancies. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu did it. Good. One more section, and then we'll mention. Vayivyeva el Adam, and he brought her to man. Amar Yirmiyah ben Elazar Malamed. Shenasa Kadosh Baruch Hu Shushbin L'Adam Arishon. Hashem was the best man, so to speak, for Adam Arishon. Bikalim Datar Derech Eretz. Sheyachzer Gadol Im Katan B'Shushbinos. Va'al Yeralo. Don't be upset if somebody lower than you in the social status asked you to be the welcome to the chuppah, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for Adam. And there's no greater qualitative difference than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, so too we should do it. Stop there for a minute. There is talking about do parsufin and a tail. There's a fascinating tshuva of the Shvus Yaakov, which we mentioned back in Maseches Menachos, but we can also mention it here. It's the fourth tshuva in the Shvus Yaakov, Sheila Dalid. He talks about 1700s, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer. The Kolze, he says, the Sheila is, he heard of a case, and he says, imagine if this happened to a Jew, Rachman al-Islam, what would be the issue? Says, if somebody is born with two heads, let me just find where it starts. He says, V'kol zeh b'sheil sashas, shehu ra guf echad, v'nolad b'shnei rashim, v'achin kami boile, mash'enki b'maisa shalafaneinu, shegufin mechulakin, devade trei gufeininu, gam ha-partzufin, v'arashim yishtayim, rakim dvukin b'kat kadam. His case that he was talking about there was two bodies attached by the head. Okay, and he goes through. So he says, what happens if somebody's connected in two heads? For all different mitzvahs. What's the halacha? Rachmana litzlan. Obviously, it's a mutation. But what's the halacha? Im kain. First of all, how many tefillins? You have two heads. Person has two heads. Pshita, the linian tefillins are called echad lahaniach tefillin. Bifnei atzmo, al rosho. Tehna ketzitza al rosh, b'makam seir, b'nei inayim. Gotta have a tefillin on each one. What about Yerusha? When Yerusha, pshita, the yorish shnei chalakim. Kiva, the trei gufein inu. He's talking about a case where they have many of the organs were separate and they were just attached. Bikamakom, asur and lisa isha. This being cannot get married though. The Yeshash Isser Achos Isha. Kivan Ditsrichan Lishkov Bemita Achas. Gamasul Shamesh. Bifne Kol Chai. And also, I'm sorry, Eshash Ish. And also, you're not allowed to have Bia in front of somebody else. And there's somebody else in the room here. When I tell my Filu Echazach of Echadakavi, if there's one male, one female, or Filu Shneinakavis. Right, you can't do that. So if you look in the Haskama, the Sholem Isha, if you give Haskama to the Shvus Yaakov, he talks about this halacha. Is there an Isser of Achos Isha, if there would be two women here? Because Achos Isha doesn't apply, La'achar Misar, or even Trefa. So this might be called a Trefa, maybe there is no Isser of Achos Isha. Either way, what about Peruvu he discusses? What about Chalitza? This is the Shvus Yaakov's discussion again. Two beings that were connected. And he says at the end, Nirali Ladina, Rachmana Lishvasinhu, Mikobria Mishuna Umiguna. Let us hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us from any of these mutated individuals. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, third wide line. Ulamanda, Amar parts of Heminayu Sagi Beresha. If it was two faces, which one was the front, which was the back? Amar Banachmar Yitzlag, Mustaber, the Gaber Sagi Beresha. The man, the Adam, Lachor, was the front. Dichtanya, because it says, you're not allowed to walk behind a woman. Lehalach Adam, Achor Isha, Badirach Afilu Ishto. So Adam didn't walk behind his wife. It's unusual. You know, usually you would think that that only means if it's two beings and it's going to be here her and somebody's not supposed to walk behind the woman, but it's the same being. You don't see, it's facing the other way. Well, Tzarech Ian, exactly how it's applied. Nizdamna lo ala gesher, if it happens to see a woman on the gesher, Yisla kenel et studin, should go to the side, v'chala over, achor isha ben nahar, if somebody's going after a woman through the river, Tosva says, he's habitually doing this, not just once, ein lo chelech lo olam haba. Doesn't have a chelech in olam haba, this is again walking behind an isha. If you look at Rav Shlomo Zalman discusses this, and says, what about Bizman Azeh? Bizman Azeh, what do you mean, women are all over the place. Walking Achor Isha, we're walking Achor Isha every time we're on the street. So Shlomo Zalman says in Simin Tzadik Aleph, this is Chelek Aleph, Tzadik Aleph, Chav Gimel. He says, Bizman Azeh, L'Achor, this halacha does not apply. Mashenki Bizmanenu, Hari Af, Im Yivrach, Me Achor Isha, Yimsa Tegev, Tazwa Achor Isha, Cheres. So you're going to run away from one woman, you're going to go to the next street, there's going to be another woman there. Ukimidumeli, Shinashim Mitsuyos Berachov, Yoser Mianashim. Umagam Bizmanenu, Shapritzis Mitsuya Harbe, Uletzarenu, Haparutz Meruba La Omeid. Interesting lashon. Vein Mizbaishim, Lehistaka Bisha Gambifanel. Right, people talk to a woman. Rav Shlomo Zalman looked at women when he answered Shilas. He's saying, when this is the nimusim, and this is what we're used to. And that's why he was Mekel too. But he says, today, especially if you're just normal behavior, that would be okay. Important of Shlomo Zalman in Minchas Shlomo. We continue. Tana Rabbanan, Amaratze Mos Leisha, Miyadu Liyada. So we see the context. This is all, if it's done in an unsneeze way, if a person is counting out money to a woman, only to be able to see her hand, to have a stockless, Miyadu Liyada, Dila Stakal Ba, Afilu Yesh Biyadu Torah Maisim Tovim, Kamosha Rabbeinu. Lo yinakim yidina shal gehenim. You're going to get punished for it. We can't, if somebody's look at any type of hana'a from an isha, the Shulchan Aruch says in Eben Ezer, if somebody looks even at the pinky of a woman for benefit, so that's a problem. Shemar yad liyad lo yinake ra. Lo yinake midina shel gehenim. Amar Rav Nachman, Manoach am ha'aretz haya, Manoach, father of Shimshon was an am ha'aretz. What does that mean? Rashi quotes, lo shimesh tamidei chachamim. He wasn't Mishamesh, Tamid Chacham, like the Gemara we had earlier, Adaf Mem Zayin, all the different opinions what an Am HaAretz is. The last one was the Shita of Acherim, Kar V'Shanav Lo Shimesh Tamid Chacham. Rashi seems to be alluding to that definition. Shlomo and Mishnah Zu, he didn't know this Chazal. Dechsev, because what does the Pasuk say? Vayelach Manoach, Acharei Yishto. He followed his wife. How could he go after his wife? So Masal of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, come on! El Mayata, Gabi Elkanah. What about by Elkanah? Dechsev, Vayelach Elkanah, Acharei Yishto. He went after Chana. Vagabi Elisha, Dechsev, Vayakam, Vayelach Acharei, Hachanami, Acharei, Mamish. What, all these were, Elkanah and Elisha were also violating? Ella, what does it mean? Acharei Devareha, Acharei Tzasa. Following her means following her word. Hachanami, Acharei Devareha, Acharei Tzasa. There's no need to say that Manoach was in Am Haaretz. Tosas points out that there's no such pasuk by Elkanah. No such pasuk. Right, so we don't know exactly where this came from, but the Gemara had had some type of Mesorah, but we don't know where that pasuk is. You see on the side, there's no little circle for it to go to a pasuk. Good. Amar Avashi, who lamai to kamar of Nachmanah Manoach Am Haaretz haya. According to the opinion that Manoach was an Am Haaretz, the first opinion, afilu bei rav nami lo kara. If you believe that, then he must have not even learned Psukim and Chumash. Shneemar vatakim rifka v'nar osev vaterkav na algamalim vatilach na achrei hoyish v'lo achar lifnei hoyish. So he says by Rivka and her maidservants, they all followed Eliezer. It wasn't the opposite. So that's what he said. If this halach is even alluded to in Psukim in Sefer Bereishis, you don't even have to go to Chazals. Amar Reb Yochanan, achorei ari, v'lo achorei isha. It's safer to go after a lion. do after Achori Isha, because then you lose your Olam Haba. Achori Isha lo Achori Akum lo Achori Beis HaKnesses, Pshash HaZibra Mispalim. Should not go behind the shul when the Zibra is davening, as we had earlier. Follow Amman, Elo Dilo Dori Midi, this is only if you're not carrying anything, which would make it clear that you're in the middle of something, and you're not Padafka skipping shul. Be Dori Midi, less Lanba, if you're carrying something, it's okay. Follow Amman, Elo Dileka Pishachrina, and this is only if there's no other door. If there's another door, maybe people could think that you are going through the other doorway. Below Amr and Ella de la Rachav Chamra, and also only if you are not riding a donkey. By the Rachav Chamra, less lumba. If you're riding, then you're in the middle of something. And again, nobody's going to think that what you're doing is so terrible. Below Amr and Ella de la Manach Tfilin, Avo Manach Tfilin, less lumba. If you're wearing tfilin, then people will realize that you're dominating somewhere else, or you're in the middle of something, and they won't think that you are just rejecting the shul. Good. Period. Amarav Yitzhahara domi lezvuv v'yoshev bein shtei maftechei halev. The Yitzhahara is domi to a zvuv, to a little bug. Little bug, and it sits between the maftechei halev, the keys of the heart. Shnemar zvuve maves yav ish yabia shemen rokeach. Right, many of the Bali Musar say, because bugs and insects attack open wounds. So the Yitzhahara always looks for a little open wound, la pesachatas rovates, and then he attacks. Ushmuel amar kimin chita hu domi. It's like a piece of wheat. Right, darshaning the word chita and chait, shnemar lepesach chatas rovetz. Period. Tana Rabban, shtei klayos yesh bo ba'adam. There are two kidneys. Achas yuasa latova, v'achas yuasa lara. One advises the person to do good, one to do bad. Umistavra, de tova liyamino v'ra l'smolo. The right one is the tov, and the ra one is the small. Shtichsiv, lev chacham liyamino, v'lev ksil l'smolo. Right, so we always simply think that of the right as the tov one, and the left one as the not tov one. If you look in the Haftorah to Baha'aloscha, Haftorah to Baha'aloscha, the pasuk in Zechariah, the same Haftorah for Shabbos Chanukah, the Haftorah of Baha'aloscha, the pasuk says, "Vayareini es Yeshua Kohen Gadol Omid Lufnei Malach Hashem." They showed me the Malach, right? Omid Lufnei Hashem, v'hasatan Omid al Yemino l'sitno, and the Satan was on my right to be masked in me. Zechariah says, yes, the Chavetz Chaim, based on our Gemara, the right is always the good side. What was the Satan doing on the right side? Says the Chavetz Chaim, because sometimes the Satan could dress up. He knows that you're not going to violate. If he dresses up like a mitzvah, if he dresses up on the right side, so that's how he knows to try to get you. Yadua sha satan hu ayitzahara, matarasola hachshil b'nei adam, ulahatosam in adarach lezad smol. Vim he sig, if he does it, great. Vim roh ayitzahara shein b'kocho lahatos adam smola, azai hu ponili yamin. He tries to be a mitzvah, right? He says, stay up late, we'll see how your chakras is, whatever it is. Ken yesh yitzahara me'iris adam babokir mishen aso. Umitzave ola lechetz al basic nesses. Go daven, go daven. And all he wants the guy, he pushes the guy to go Davin Betzibur, and he's going to try to get him to talk between Yishtabach and Yotzer, and to talk during Kriyas Torah and Lashon Hara and Rechilus. So sometimes he dresses like a mitzvah. V'yakein meir akasav kana la satan, shlo haya yachol lahatoses Yoshua kohen gadol atzad smol. V'lachinama b'tzad yamin, klamar ledaber libo dvarim tovim, aval akasav magale l'sitno. We always have to make sure that it's not a mitzvah, not an aver that's dressed up like a mitzvah. The Mesillas Yesharim talks about this also in Perachaf. That was the problem with Zechariah ben Avkulis and Bar Kamsa, right? He thought he was doing such a great mitzvah. He says you can't kill the person because people will think that Bali Mumin are Chayev Misa, and really he caused the destruction, right? That he was a Rodef. And he says this was the problem with Gedalia ben Achikam, who didn't accept the Lashon Hara, that about Yishmael, who was trying to assassinate him. Right? This is all in Mesillas Yesharim and Perachaf, that we always have to try to do our best and do mitzvahs, but we always have to be very wary of a mitzvah that is really an aveira in hiding. Good. Tanu Rabbanan, Kloyos Yoatzos, our kidneys give us advice. Leiv Mevin, Lashon Mechatech, our tongue formulates, and the words, pe gomer, the mouth is gomer veshet, machlus umozikom animachal, the food pipe, in and out, all food. Kane, motzikol, the kane is motzi, the sound, rea shoeves komani mashkim, the lungs, absorb mashkin. What does that mean? Rashi says, obviously not straight through the lungs, but they absorb it after it went into the karis, into the stomach, they absorb it through the organs. Kaved koes, the liver is responsible for anger. Mara, the bile, zorekas botipo minechto. It's the balance of controlling our anger. Tchol sochek, the spleen causes laughter. Karkaban tochein, the karkaban helps grind the food. Keba yeshena, that causes sleep. Af neor, the af is ne'ar. There's something about related to the nostrils that keep us awake. Ne'ar hayashin, yashin and ne'ar. If anything wouldn't work properly, nimok v'holichlu, we would just rot. Tana, right, related to yesterday's daf of Asher Yatzar. Tanim, shneim yishinim, shneim aru ne'arum yames. We wouldn't be able to handle it if all the organs weren't working properly. As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everything, and that's the mafilasos, how everything works together. Yeah, good. Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Rabbi Yosef Glili says, Tzadikim Yetzer Tov Shoftan. Tzadikim, the Yetzer Tov, is what guides them. Shneemar V'libi Chalal B'kirbi. As David HaMelech says, my heart is Chalal, it's empty. My Yetzer is empty because my Yetzer Tov is guiding. Rishaim Yetzer Shoftan. Shneemar Nu'um Pesha L'Rasha B'kerav Libi Ein Pachad Elokim L'Negad Einav. There's nothing there. Beinonim Zev Zeh Shoftan. Shneemar Yamo L'Yamin Evyon L'Hoshia Mishoftei Nafsho. Right, Shoftei Nafsho. It's plural, and that's what he knows. It's a little of both. Good, stop there for a minute. The Vilna Gaon uses this Gemara to help answer a question that is much asked at this time of year. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, we know the Gemara, that there are three books that are open on Rosh Hashanah. The book of Tzadikim Gemurim, the books of Rishon Gemurim, and the books of Beinonim, Tazayin Amabes. So, as we know, Tzadikim Gemurim are finished on Rosh Hashanah. Nechtavim and Nechtavim La'alter. And Rishon as well. The Beinonim, way Tlin Va'omdim until Yom Kippur. The big shaila is, what's a tzaddik, what's a beinoni, what's a rasha? So pashas, we would have said, tzaddik means more mitzvahs than averus. Right, and a rasha, more averus than mitzvahs. A beinoni is exactly equal. So the big question is, what all of us, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, is only for, how many people in the world have exactly the same number of mitzvahs than averus? Probably hardly any. Four people? So all of us, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, are those for four people? Very difficult to understand. And also, the Rambam, famous question on the Rambam says, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, if you do tshuva, you're zoche. Why does the Rambam say if you do tshuva? The Rambam should say if you do more mitzvos, because now you tilted the scale. So says the Vilna Gaon, no. Maybe there's a deeper shot. Beinoni, tzaddik in Russia doesn't mean quantity, you add up. A tzaddik is somebody, like our Gemara says, somebody who generally does the right thing. Yeser tov shoftan. Obviously, he messes up. Nobody's perfect. But generally, Yetzer Tov Shoftan. A Rasha is somebody who basically does the wrong thing. Yetzer Hara Shoftan. Okay, he happens to do a couple of mitzvahs here and there, but it's not normal. Beinoni is wishy-washy. Beinoni is schizophrenic. Sometimes the Yetzer Tov does it, sometimes the Yetzer Hara. So that's what we all are. We're all Beinonim. Sometimes we do this, sometimes we do that. We're not consistent. He says, and that's what Yaseh Teshuva is for the Rambam. We have to make ourselves into a tzaddik, somebody who is guided and conditioned that we generally go based on our Yetzer Tov. So the Grah connects this Gemara, Daf Samach Aleph and Brachas, to the Gemara and Daf Tezayin in Rosh Hashanah. Good. Amar Rava, Kegonanu Beinonim. Rava says, we're all Beinonim. Amar Abaye, Lo Shavek Mar Chaye, Lo Chobirya. We're Beinonim? What about the rest of the people in the world? Rava, if you're a Beinoni, wow. Of Alma, but according to our Pshat, we just said it. V'yama Rav, alu ivri Alma el Rishi Gemuri, ola tzadiki Gemuri. Rava says, the world is created either for the Risham Gemurim, to get their due in this world, so in the next world they could be fully punished, or tzadiki Gemurim, in order to earn mitzvos. Alma Rava, lay Danish benapshim tzadik gomer hu imlav. A person knows if he's a tzadik gomer or not. Unclear what's the purpose of that statement of Rava. We have to try to maybe make ourselves into one of the two categories. Amar Rav, lo ivri alma el la'achav ben Amri ul Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. An example of a tzaddik and a rasha. La'achav ben Amri ba'olam hazeh, ul Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, ha'olam haba. Good. V'yahatas Hashem al-kecha. We say that in Shema every day. Right? Big shiloh of the philosophers, of the Rishonim, the Achronim. How could Hashem command ahava? What do you mean ahava? Ahava is a feeling. You can command actions. How do you command a feeling? So, the answer given by many, the Sfasemes and others, is that naturally we have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just that our averos sometimes are mafsik, create a mechitza hamavdelas. Do you have to teach a child to love their father? No. If the father or the child ruins the relationship, that's a hefsik, but naturally there's the love. So to v'atah sam shal makecha, then naturally the love is there. It's just a question of our not the allowing it to blossom. So that's v'atah sam shal makecha. We have to realize that. It's one of the six mitzvos t'midios. As we know, the Sefer Chinuch discusses it at the beginning of his Sefer. So Tanya, Rebbe Lazar Omer, Im no mer b'chol nafshecha, lama namer b'chol modecha, Im no mer b'chol modecha, lama namer b'chol nafshecha. Why does it say both? You have to love Hashem with everything. El Ella, Im yesh lecha adam sheguva chavvalami mono. If there's somebody who likes his guf more than his mamon, most people, l'kach namer b'chol nafshecha, it's to give your life for Hashem. V'im yesh lecha adam shemamono chavvalav migufo. If somebody likes their money more, l'kach namer b'chol modecha. Right, unusual type of person. person, we mentioned already on the in the first amud of the parak on Daf Nun Daled, the thought of the Tosefes Bracha. That's why B'chol Modecha is only mentioned in the first parsha of Kriya Shema and not the second, because this type of hashkaf is very unusual. Maybe for a couple, one or two individuals would have it. It would never happen by its sibur. And the second parsha of Kriya Shema is by its is plural, so that's why it does not repeat B'chol Modechem in the second parsha of Kriya Shema. Good. Rabbi Akiva Omer, b'chol nafshecha, afilu notels nafshecha. Even if he takes your soul, and here is the tragic, unbelievable story of Rabbi Akiva. Tan Rabbanan, pamachas gazer malchus, rish harishash, lo yasku yisro batorah. Right, but Israel cannot be osik batorah. Ba papas ben Yehuda, u matzor Rabbi Akiva, shi makal klis barabim v'osik batorah. Papas found Rabbi Akiva, who was teaching Torah barabim. Amali Akiva, yeta misyarim b'nei malchus, aren't you scared? Armalo Emshalcha Mashal, Rabbi Kiva says, I'll give you a mashal. Lamad ever domelo shul. Shreim halach agavnar, there was a fox that was going next to the river. And the fish were running. They were swimming very quickly. Armalo hem ibn ma'atem barachim, where are you running from? Armulo ibn rishasos. Shemivina ibn adam, there are nets. People are trying to catch us. Armalo hem ritzon chem shetalul yabasha. Why do you come up to dry land? Vanadur aniviatem, and I'll treat you well. You live with me. Amrullah, the fish say, you foolish fox. Atosha Omer Malecha Pikech Shabachayos. You're so smart. Lo Pikech Atalatipe Shata. You're a fool. Uma Bimakum Chiyusenu. Anu Misyarin. In the place where we live. In the water, we're scared. Bimakum Misasenu Achkam Vakama. We can't live on dry land. That'll kill us immediately. Afanachnu, Achshav, Shanu Yoshim, Voskim, Torah. So to now, we're sitting and learning. Shakasa Baki, Charek, Kihu, Chayecha, Baruch Yamecha. Kach, if we're in danger when we're living, Imanu Hochemu, Mavat, Lemimena. If we go away from Torah, Alaska, Vakamu, we die right away. Right, this is our water. Big Shaila is, how did he do this? Teach Torah Barabim. Right, it's not one of the big three. The Marsha says, Ushasa Shmad. So every little thing. But if you look in the Birchas Shmuel, Baruch Hashmur, Baruch Ber, in the Hakdama to Chelek Dalet, there were four volumes. He talks about this Gemara. He says, what was Pappas' question? And what was Rabbi Akiva's answer? Pappas' problem was, why are you teaching it Barabim? That's the emphasis of the Gemara. He says, Makayilas Barabim. He says, teach Torah to Talmidim in private. What do you have to go Barabim for? Rabbi Akiva answers, no. Makayilas Barabim, that's our lifeblood. You can't have private Torah, right? What keeps the Jewish people going is Torah Barabim. That's the Iker, and that's what keeps us going. The Kaim Ke Anu Nachnu Mechrachim Lios Vli Matzei Betocha Torah Lahakel Kihilos. And if not, this is we have to. He says we have to die. Rabbi Kiva says doing the Kihilos Barabim Amru. And what happens? Lohayyom Muatim Achatavsul Rabbi Akiva. They grabbed Rabbi Akiva Vachavshu Beveso Asurim. They put him in jail. Vatavsul Papas Ben Yehuda. The Chavshu had slow, and Pappas also got thrown into jail. Amalo Pappas, Miav Yechalakan. Hey Pappas, what's going on? What are you doing here? Amar Le Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Shenetvasal Divrei Torah. You got pulled for something worthwhile. Oilo La Pappas, Shenetvasal Divrei Batalim. They got me, I was doing nothing. I wasted my time. B'shoah Shehotzi was Rabbi Akiva La Riga, Zman Kriyash Mahaya. When they took Rabbi Akiva out to be killed, it was Man Kriyashma. Vayisarkin is Bizarre Vasreko Shal Barzel. They were combing his flesh with metal combs. Vayimakabal of Amachashamayim. He was being Makabal Machashamayim. Amru Lotamida Rabbeinu Ad Khan. So much. Amr Lahem Kal Yama Hisimisar Pasak Zebacholavavcha. I feel no to Nishmascha. I always darshan that. Amarti Masa Yabal Yadi Vakaimenu. I always said to myself, when can I be Makayimit? Vyakshav Shabal Yadi Loa Kaimenu. And now it's coming to my end. I'm not going to be mekayimit. Hayamarech be'echad, and he said echad very long, like we had earlier in the Masechta. You get a richas yamim. Ironically, by bimarech be'echad, at sheyatsa nishmaso be'echad, yatsa baskov amra, hashrecha Rabbi Akiva sheyatsa san nishmascha be'echad. Rabbi Akiva was killed. Rabbi Akiva was killed with echad. The Ben Yoyada here deals with interesting. What was the question of the Talmidim? The interesting that they were, did they ask him during the first pasuk? Because he was Makal Mach Shemayim, and then he died with Echad. Did they talk to him in the first pasuk? Maybe right before he was going to say it. But the Ben Yoyada says there are two types of Mesiras Nefesh. A very important Ben Yoyada. It says two types of Mesiras Nefesh. There's a Ben Yoyada, there's a Mesiras Nefesh B'Koach and B'Foal. Mesiras Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem Hu B'Shnei Ufanim. Ha'echad B'Koach. Dahainu B'Kavanas Halev B'Tevas Echad. V'Zeu Min Hagan Shokola Tzadikim L'Chavein B'Kriyashma B'Chol Pam. as if we're giving our nefesh b'koach every time we say Kriya Shema. V'yabez mesira b'foal, k'nir Rabbi Akiva v'chaveirav. U'ba'osos man sh'nergu b'asar rugei malchus, lo haya maspik l'tikun olam, mesira b'koach b'vad. At those times, these karbonis of ours had to be given because the world couldn't exist without mesira b'foal. But the Talmidim said to him, Rabbi Akiva, let other people do the poal. We need you only to do the koach, because we need you to still teach us. Dailucha b'koach, ad kan, tase, shu mesiras nefesh b'koach, v'lamata mishtokik l'mesiras nefesh b'foal. Don't you do enough? V'neta mispal should be mispal that you're safe from this gzeira, so you can keep teaching us. He says, no, it's also b'foal. I never got to do it b'foal, and that's what I'm looking forward to, and finally it came to me, so I have to do it b'simcha. That's the, again, a lot to say about Rabbi Akiva, Zutar v'Zuschara, and this is Rabbi Akiva, as we're about to see, but we continue. Amru Malachai Sheres Levanei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zutar v'Zuschara, this the Schar, Mimsim, Yodcha Hashem, Mimsim, I should be from you, I should be the ones who die from you, Rashi says. V'chul, Amru Lahem, Chelkam b'chayim, yeah, they're chelek, Hashem answers the Malachim, they're still going to get Olam Haba. Yatsa Baskal V'yamra Shrech Rabbi Akiva Shata Mezuman L'chaye HaOlam Haba. One sort of pshat about Zutar V'Zuschara, when we say that in Tisha B'Av, when we say that in the Kinos, we say, it's a Malach, we say Zutar V'Zuschara, Hashem says, if you say one more word, I'm going to bring the world back to Tova Vohu. So what is that? Kadosh Baruch Hu just threatening them. Tova Vohu, don't ask me any more questions. So pshat, I think maybe Rabbi Akiva Eger, I don't remember who was in the name of, or Shlomo Kluger, maybe. I think it was Shlomo Kluger. He says that, no, what is the Kaddish Baruch Hu saying? You don't understand anything. Everything in the history of the world, from the beginning of history to the end of history, is interconnected and intertwined, and everything is exactly connected and understandable only through the unit. He says, he gives a mashal. He says a king tells a person to make a chair for him. And he makes it with the most beautiful gold and silver and all of the raw materials that were given to him by the king. The king gave him the raw materials. The king said, make me a chair. There were people who were jealous of the chair maker, and they say to the king, oh, he used more. He used less, and he kept some of it for himself. And the guy says, no, I used everything for this chair. So he says, prove it to me. He says, the only way I can prove it to you and explain it to you is if I take the whole chair apart. If I take the whole chair apart, then you'll be able to understand it. That's what Hashem is saying to the Malachim. He's not a threat. He's like, if you want to understand what happened to Rabbi Akiva, I'm going to have to go back to Tov Avohu. I'm going to have to go back to the beginning of the world and explain to you everything. I'm going to have to take the whole thing apart. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying to the Malachim. And that's what we have to understand. That not everything, many things in life are not understandable because Kodesh Baruch Hu would have to unravel, so to speak, all of Jewish history in order to explain to us what happens. Okay, back to halacha. Says the Gemara, Lo yikal adam es rosh ha-kenegah shara mizrach, shukun muchu ma-kenegah beis kachi ha-kadosh ha-mechulu. The Mishnah said that you can't have kalus rosh near the beis ha-migdash. Amar v'yudah ma-rav lo amar elam ha-netzofim ha-lefnim u-baroa. That's only close in where you can see our abayas and it's visible, right? Everything's open. It manami amar rabbi abba b'reid rabbi chiyah bar abba. Hachi amar rabbi yochanan lo amar elam ha-netzofim ha-lefnim u-baroa. Right, we had tzofim earlier on Daf Mem Tes. We spoke about where exactly tzofim is. Rashi and Tosfos discussed it there. Some lookout point that is near Harabayas, and you can see Harabayas, that's where one cannot have levity. Ubishain get there, and where there's no fence in between, Ubismancha, Shechina Shora, when the Shechina is Shora there. Shechina Shora, Rashi says, Shebeis Hamigdash Kayim. When there's a Beis Hamigdash, that's when this applies. Interesting, so Bisman Azed doesn't apply. All these halakhas, I mean, there are Gedarim there anyway. But that's Rashi. Tan Rabban Hanifne Yehuda. If somebody goes to the bathroom in Yehuda out in the open, Lo Yipana Mizrach LaMayrav El Esafon Vadarim. Should go to the bathroom sitting north south, not east west. Ubegal Lo Yipana, because that's the direction of the Beis Hamikdash of the Heichal. Ubegal Lo Yipana El Mizrach LaMayrav. And in Galil only east west, because that's up north. Rabbi Yosi Matir. Rabbi Yosi says no, everything's Motish. Rabbi Yosi Omer Lo Astru El Baroe. Ubemakam Shein Sham Geder. Ubezman Shashchina Shore. A much more limited view, says Rabbi Yosi. Chacham Moser and Chacham say no Aser. Chacham Hayna Tanakama, isn't that the same? Chacham and Tanakama the same Shita. Given out Stadin. No, the difference is Nafkamina is Stadin. If it's not Keneged Yerushalayim Mamish, Rashi goes through which one would say which Shita. Tanya Idach Hanif Nebi Yehuda Lo Yifim Mizrach LaMayrav El Safon V'Darom. As we said, Ubegalil Safon V'Darom Aser Mizrach LaMayrav Mutar, because that's up north. Rabbi Yosi Matir Rabbi Yosi Omer Lo Asru El Baroe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So it depends on the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva Oser B'chol Makom, everything's Oser. Rabbi Akiva Hayna Tanakama, just like the Tanakama, no limits. Ikebanayu Chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Akiva says B'chol Makom. So even in Chutz La'aretz, parallel to the latitude of Eretz Yisrael, the horizontal, so lechora, that would be usur also. That's what the Gemara said. Tosas quotes, the Yerushalmi, Vashi Yisham Kosel. It would apply to Chutzlar, it's even as long as there's no wall there. There's no separation, which Pashas would be very difficult to get. Rabba, Habishadin Le Libnei Mizrach. Shadin Le Livne Mizrachamayrav. Rabbi used to put the bricks of his bathroom, they used to sit on bricks, east west, he used to put it, so he used to sit north south. Ufa Baya Shadinu Safan Ladarma. Rabbi changed it. Al Rabba Tartzinu. Rabbi strained it out again. He says, Omar, man hai to kamasarli. Who is making it difficult for me? Anok Rabbi Akiva Sfirale. I hold like Rabbi Akiva. Dharma Bechol Makom Asur. That is Asur Bechol Makom. And therefore, even wherever I am, I have to put them north south. East-west, so I could sit north-south. Again, the Shulchan Aruch talks about this, Bizman Azeh, in our bathrooms, Pashtus, you don't have to worry. Whatever bathroom, you know, however the bathrooms or the bathrooms are, because we're inside, and many walls in between, and many gedarim, but that is the Gemara. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Hashem, we will continue with that. We got the story of Rabbi Akiva, 3 blot left, 2.5 blot left, to Maseches Brachos.